truly an honor to be back in the house of the Lord and to have this service with you together tonight.
Amen.
You know, what an amazing God that we serve, and it's amazing grace that He brought us here tonight to see this message and to come together to sing that song.
It's amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but
praise God, praise God, praise God.
And it was there by faith I received my sight. And now I am happy all the day. Alas, and did my Savior bleed? And then my sovereign die. Would he devote that sacred head for such a worm as I? And at the cross where I cursed all life, and the burden of my heart rolled away, and it was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. That last verse, but drops of grief can ne'er repay the myself away. 'Tis all that I can do. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, and it was there by faith I received my sight. And now I am happy. Oh, one more time. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away, and it was there by faith that I received my sight, and now I am happy. It may be more.
beautiful, and truly we're looking forward to His coming. And it is soon. And let's sing that little chorus, "Our God is an Awesome God."
Amen. Amen.
Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God, and our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Amos 3:7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but He revealeth His secret unto His servants, the prophets. Amos 3:7. Surely, surely the Lord God will do nothing, but He revealeth His secret unto His servants, the prophets. Amos 3:7. You can stand. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. One more time. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. Let's hum it to Him. He's an awesome God that loves to be worshipped. You just feel His presence. One more time, softly, to sing it to Him. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. Our God is an awesome God. One more time. Our God
time. Feel the presence of the Lord Jesus. To know that He's come down tonight to be with us. That we could worship Him one more time. And He's going to spend the evening with us. Open up His Word to us. And anoint us with His Holy Spirit. How great Thou art, God. Truly, You're an awesome God. We just love You, Lord, and thank You. There's not words that we could express what we feel to know that His presence is right here with us. The same God that created Adam and Eve, the same one was with Elijah, as with Noah, as with Moses in the burning bush. I was with that prophet of God when He spoke those squirrels into existence from nothing. Is the same God that's right here, right now with you. Lord, to feel Your presence is... It's just, we don't have words to express to You, Lord. We love You. Lord, open up our hearts tonight. Let us drive that stake down just a little bit further, Lord Jesus. We've heard, but now we see. By revelation, we see and we know and we claim as a group of believers that we are Your children. Unworthy as we are, but we're still Your children. Sons and daughters of God, sitting together now. In heavenly places. We know You're here. We've welcomed You. And now we want to hear Your word, Lord. Believing that You brought this message 50 years ago, Lord, knowing that today I'd be standing here, they would be standing there to hear this word, the living word to a living bride. Thank You, Lord Jesus. We love You. Now we want to welcome Your prophet, Lord, to come to this pulpit because we know that it's You. You chose the vessel. You chose the man. You predestinated him to bring this message. And we believe it. First, you have to believe the messenger before you can believe his message. And even the Lord today, listening to Your message, Your prophet, the mighty God unveiled before us. He said the prophets of old were deity in flesh.
Amen.
We don't worship the man, but it was God in a man.
Amen.
He surrendered Himself and yielded Himself to bring us the word. God loved Him. He chose Him to bring this word. And He chose you to hear the word. As true sons and daughters of God. Do we recognize Your prophet, Lord? We recognize the message. We recognize who we are now, Lord. We recognize we are Your sons and daughters of God. We believe it, Lord. Help my unbelief, Lord. Whatever I have need of, Lord, give it to me, Lord. I want to be ready for You, Lord. Holy Spirit, come now. Bring us Your word as we welcome You to this pulpit. As we sing, only believe.
Amen.
Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. and all things are possible. Only believe. Let us just remain standing as we welcome God's prophet and the Holy Spirit to speak through him tonight to bring us the message. I have heard, but now I see. Believing that it was predestinated that he would bring this message tonight. Do you believe that with all that's inside of you? That it is truly spiritual food? He knew that he was going to preach it tonight to you to receive it. Amen. It's my privilege to welcome to this pulpit God's prophet and messenger, Brother Branham. God bless you.
Be seated. Good to be back again tonight.